Nozir Perakei Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah really is a hemshich of the previous Mishnah, but it chapzich on with an afkimina of an interesting halacha. The most controversial part of this, the din of the Mishnah, is how to pronounce the word. Ro es ha. Yeshayim that this word is kvi. Probably the more grammatical pronunciation is koi. Koi, or kvi, whatever you want to call it, is a balchai. It's kosher. And because of that, it presents different halakha problems because there's a suffix if it's a chaya or a behema. And there are chalukim and halakha between a chaya and a behema. The Gemara Chulin Daf Pei discusses that it's there's a shayla, there's a machloikis over there. If the origin of this min called a koi is a klayim of a behema with a chaya, it's a tzvi that was grafted at some point with a nekeva of something from the goat family, or it's a berry b'fnei atzmai. Vinishvi, the Gemara says that it's a sofik behema sofik chaya. If it's klayim, that's the discussion of the Gemara over there. If you go bosa zera aim or zera av, so you have to go bosa both. If it's a berry b'fnei atzmai, so the chacham weren't machriya vinishvi, it's a sofik. So what are the differences in halacha between a chaya and a behema? Kisui hadam is only known by chaya, like by a deer, or by birds. Chickens, which is why it's common in the Beis Hashchita. A behemah is not mechuyev kisui hadam. The din of chelev is only an iser by a behemah, not by a chaya. So mele by both of them, by a koi, by a kvi, you have to be machmer on both sides. So now, rosa koi v'omar. Is the nafkamina legabios. Hareini nozer shezechayo. One person is taking again, he's doing his bet. Shezechayo. Hareini nozer shezeinechayo. Hareini nozer shezebehema. Hareini nozer shezebehema. So both the tzadim are legitimate. Hareini nozer shezechayo ubehema. Again, we said it's both. It's a suffix. Hareini nozer shezeinechayo ubehema. It's not. It's neither. Hareini nozer she'echem mikem nozer, or hareini nozer she'ein echem mikem nozer, hareini nozer she'kulchem nazirim, harekulam nazirim. The first few people are betting on stodim in the koi, and we said that it blibes a sofik. The last few people over here, hareini nozer she'echem mikem kulchem, are betting on those people, the koi betters, that they're nazirim. So the Mishnah just says one line, Arikul Nazir. This needs work. According to Beis Shammai, we had the previous Mishnah. So we say Nazir is Betoyes have Nazir. That's Pashut. They're all Nazir. Even according to Beis Hillel, the Gemara speaks out that we say Nazir is Betoyes Loy have Nazir. But over here, there's a Tzad suffix. So now, the Mishnah before wanted to say it's, there's a Mishnah that says, Hirtia Lachayrov, Eini Nazir, there's a Tzad that a person is Loy Nochis Nafshel Sveko. So, what are you going to do over here? L'chay, it's only misafik. So you'll have to say the mission is going according to the Tanakama. I'm sorry, according to Reb Shimon that says before that if it's a safik, that it blibes a nozer mishum safik. According to the Tanakama, it's yeh l'chay v'eni nozer, that's not going to work. So the mission over here is going that the safik creates nazirus on all of them, even according to Beis Hillel. And memel v'halochas harekulam nazirim. Now, with one catch, the first six over here that said all the tzadim and koi, every single one of them is a suffix. Every single one of them will have the din that was mavur in Mishnah Vav of hareini nozer choyva, hareini nozer nedava. You'll have to go with that suffix. That will be true over here in Mishnah Zayin as well. The last three, the Gemara adds a knej that since the last three said she'echem mikem nozer, ein echem mikem nozer, nozer she'kulchem nazirim, so all of them are a suffix. One of them for sure is a suffix. Kulchem nazirim would mean all of them are at least a suffix nazirim. Mela, he would be a nozer, the one that bet on that side. So mela, the last three wouldn't be suffix nazirim. They wouldn't have the din of nozer choyva nozer nedav, but they would be kulam nazirim. Betzuras vaday. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Shloisha minim asurim binozer. This is a general agdoma, which is all information that we know already. But the Mishnah gives it as agdoma in order to introduce the dinim haboyim. There are three basic parts of isure nezirus. Hatoma, vatiglachas, vayoytze min agefen. Toma, v'cholam estayiv, tiglachas,
the Isser and the Teglachas afterwards, which ends the Nazirus. Vayoyitz min hagefen, wine, grapes, and everything. Now we're going to be mefaret the halachos of Vayoyitz min hagefen. That's very general. And we're going to now be mefaret. The Torah says a few different things. Hayoyitz min hagefen, the Torah says, the Rav brings over here the pasuk, Vanovim lachem viveshim lo yoichal. The Torah adds details to Yayin.
Says the pasuk introduces in pasuk Gimel in Parshas Nosay, miyayin v'shecha yazir chomet yayin v'chomet shecha lo yishte v'chol mishra sanovim lo yishte. So these are all different things. Yayin v'shecha is wine and beer. The chomet is the vinegar of wine, and the chomet is the vinegar of shecha of beer lo yishte v'chol mishra sanovim lo yishte. Anything that's mishra means something that's soaked. We'll have to see what that means. That grapes were soaked in lo yishte. Vanovim lachem v'yaveshim, fresh grapes. Lachem means literally the opposite of yavish. Literally means wet, moist. What it means is fresh v'yaveshim and dry lo yoichel. Shall is what that means. So here the Mishnah says for the first detail, v'chol hayotz min hagefen mitstarfin ze im ze. All these different things, all the different pieces that are parts of yotz min hagefen, are all mitzvah zelazef for a shear. Now, the question, of course, is what's the shear? Now, the truth of the matter is like this. There's a din that anything that a person is not allowed to eat, any machol sasu is a din of chatu she'osu min ha-teru. We pask in that way. So we're not discussing over here how much is osu. A nozu is not allowed to drink or eat even a mashu. What we're talking about is ene chayiv. At she'yoichal min ho'anovim kizayis. The shear of those things, the products of the Geffen, which are mitstarfim zeh and zeh, the shir is a kezayis. And the Mishnah adds a piece, Mishnah Rishoyno ad sheyishta revius yayin. So there was a Mishnah Rishoyno, you have this sometimes, we had this in Ksubis, where there was a shita, it was a Mishnah Rishoyno, which before the Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was considered the halacha. That became the standard halacha, that became written into the Nusach HaMishnah. So the Mishnah, which was only a Havamina, which is not halacha, is called Mishnah Rishayna. There was a Shita of Mishnah Rishayna at Sheishta Revius Yayin, that we have, B'chol HaTar Kulo, somebody asks you, what's the shear of eating from a halacha perspective? L'gabi Brocha Achroina, L'gabi washing, L'gabi anything. The halacha is normally, most people would say, a Kezayis L'gabi Oichel, a revius l'gabi drinking. So that's taka the shir Mishnah Rishayna, that the isser of yayin l'chud and the isurim of the yoytzim and hagefen salads l'chud, those are b'kezayis, they mitzdar from zemze, and the shir of drinking a kois yayin is at shish the revius yayin. Came along Reb Kiva Oimer, he argues, the Mishnah is a little bit chosser in the Loshen, the way the Gemara explains it. The first point of Reb Kiva is to argue, and he holds that the ve'enichay la'cheich min ha'novim kezayis is true even l'gabi yayin. The Gemara says l'mais it's exes ha'kosuv, because the Torah seems to put the two of them together. The Torah says mi'yayin v'sheicha yaziv v'anovim lachem v'yveshim la'echal. The Torah puts the two together. One shtir, one zachila. No, vice versa, that they're both the same. This is where the Rav brings it down. There are other makayis and other rishonim. V'akaponim Reb Kiva holds, first thing is that he uses the lashon over here that you need afilu shorah pita b'yayin. He dipped a piece of bread in wine. V'yesh bo kedei l'tzarf kezayis. Even though we're talking about the iser of drinking wine, the shir is a kezayis. He's chayiv. That's for starters. What's nagei the Mishnah Rishonim, the halacha is not that way. Reb Kiva's chayvak. What's also mavua over here in Reb Kiva is a tremendous chiddush, which is a chiddush over here by Nozer, but it has worldwide ramifications. There's going to be various sugis and shas. This is what's called the famous din of Hetem Mitztarif Leiser. And this means like this. L'chayra, when we say the shir of a shtias yayin is b'kezayis, so we're talking about drinking a cup of wine. And the size is a kezayis. By the way, how are you going to measure a kezayis in liquid? The way the Mefarshim understand, based on the Gemara, and Sukkah, and over here, is dropping in a zayis into a cup and seeing how much spills over the side. Fill a full cup, put a zayis in, and the amount that will spill over the side is the volume of a zayis in liquid. How big a zayis is a famous machalek sapoiskim. So the same way it'll, when you're talking about how much of a piece of challah you have to bench, it'll figure in also over here, how big is a zayis dropping into a cup of wine, how much will spill over the side. Vinishvi the issu the shiz be kizayis. But there's an extra chiddush that Rabbi Kiva points out, which is that the kizayis doesn't have to be a kizayis of the wine. It's if he dips a piece of lechem into wine, he's mitzarif the size of the lechem and the wine for a share of a kizayis. The heter, the bread, no issur on the nazir to eat bread, since it's soaked with wine, will be mitzarif to the share of the wine. And that is a very big chiddush. There's no issur to eat bread. Now this chiddush is a gzeis hakosev because the Torah expresses itself v'chol mishras anovim layishteh. Rabbi Kiva understands that the pasuk mishras anovim is something that was soaked in wine, lo yishte. The chomim, the Gemara brings a brisa that even by nozir, by yisurei nozir, there's no hetter mitzdaf lisa. Why? Because you're not eating a kazayis or a revius. The bit doesn't make a difference which one is the share, the kazayis or the revius of the yayin. The pasuk mishras anovim, that just tells you that bread that has a flavor because it at one point fell into yayin, there'll be an issa. Now the reason why this is a prominent maramokim is because there's a similar concept when we talk about macholos asuros. We talk about lamoshul, let's say a piece of nevela fell into a pot of vegetable soup. So we know, and the sugi in nozir, by the way, is one of the big sugis of the inyonim of bitul b'shishim and taruvis and tam ke'ikir. The sugi of tam ke'ikir is a discussion whether there's a gzeis hakosuv that a piece of meat, like I was saying, a piece of nevela falls in the vegetable soup, and it doesn't have bitul b'shishim, which would be mevatul the tam. It has a flavor. Is that flavor enough to say that the chicken, that the vegetable soup is also? Or do we say no? We say, listen, a roiv over his vegetable soup, acher abn lahatois, the tam will not aser. So most Rishonim hold that tam ke'ikir is deraisa. That means vegetable soup that has a flavor of nevela, because there was a bigger piece of nevela than 60 times of the vegetable soup. The halacha is the vegetable soup is also to eat mi deraisa. Most Rishonim hold that way. The maskon of Rashi and Chulin is grada. The sugya noza seems to say tam ki deraisa, maskana rashi and chulin is to say tam ki ikir is not deraisa. So let's go according to Rav Rishonim. According to Rav Rishonim, the vegetable soup is also to eat. The question is, how much of the vegetable soup that's flavored with nevela will he have to eat in order to be chayiv malchus? L'chayra, if he takes a bowl of vegetable soup, it has a flavor. But that flavor doesn't mean there's a kazayis in nevela. Nevela melted, and if you look at the nevela as having been absorbed in the vegetable soup, the flavor is flavor. But it's not a whole piece of a kazayis. The piece of kazayis melted into the whole pot. It didn't melt into this bowl of soup. So the chayri, in order to be over, he would have to eat enough of the soup in order to say that he actually ate a whole kazayis of nevela. Some Rishonim hold that way. There are Rishonim that hold. Rashi holds that way in the Sugya Nozer, this opinion of the Raivin, other Rishonim that they hold, that, similar to Atam and Starv Lissa, that we see the vegetable soup now as being Osir, and the whole vegetable soup is Osir, and a Kezias of vegetable soup, which is flavored with Nevela, will be Osir, there'll be Malkus on that. Very big Kiddush. If that's true by all Yisurim, so what was the chiddush of nozir of hetem mitzarif le'isa? Rashi says over here a tremendous chiddush that even though he's not eating from bread that's flavored with wine, we're talking about he's eating bread with wine together. Still, it's one achila and it's mitzarif to be called an achilas kazayis. That means according to Rashi, it's even a bigger chiddush. Taisis rejects this. Over here in the Sugya and Daf Lamed Zayin, Rashi holds that the hetem mitzarif le'isur that's mischadish according to the Tanya Rabbi Kiva by Shorah Pita by Yayin is not that the whole bread is absorbed with the taste. That means he dipped a piece of bread in the wine. So yes, he's having some wine, but the rest of the piece of bread is not absorbed with wine. So there isn't a kezayis of bread
with wine taste for the nazir to beget malchus. He's having an achila of yayin and lechem together. It's an achila of a kezayis. We're part of that achila. He's being over on shtias yayin. Again, Tosis holds not that way, but Rashi holds that would be a chiddush of nazir. Now, it's very difficult to understand. Lamaisa, there's no way that you can look at it and say that that's called the nazir is drinking a kezayis of wine. Bishlam of the vegetable soup case, so since it melted, that we would look at that, that's vegetable soup with the flavor of nevela, that's called eating a kezayis nevela, kenzai. But over here to say that part of, he dipped it in, part of the achilo was that which the nazir is not allowed to eat, what this would seem to indicate is that the isser of shtiyas yayin of nazir is not a regular machol sasurus. It's not a cheftza di sura. This goes back to the shal that we started the mesechta with. When a nazir asked on himself drinking wine or eating grapes, did he turn that into a cheftza of isser? Is that machol sasurus? Or the zanhoga of a nazir, he's not allowed to do a maisa achila, and if part of that achila is yayin, then it's an achila that has in it yayin. He's violating his status, he's violating his precious, he's violating what his hanhoga that he's supposed to be keeping. L'chara, that would be a shtickle, more than a shtickle rai, would be a starker rai to that sat. So that's the dinner of hetem and staff l'isser, that's mavur over here.